Hello, and welcome to Behind the Business, a podcast where we talk with Hot Springs business owners and managers about their business. Each Monday, we go inside the business to get a unique perspective on the challenges and opportunities businesses face today. My name is James Lee, and we're broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Thanks for joining us today. I'd like to welcome Brittany Jane to the podcast. She is the owner of Jane's Curiosity Shop. Welcome. Tell me a little bit about who you are and where the idea for this place came from.
I am Brittany, and my middle name is Jane, and I've signed all my artwork that I've painted since I was 19, Jane. And so when the opportunity came to have a shop of my own and present my creative side of things that I like to make and do, I jumped to the opportunity and named it Jane's Curiosity Shop. I have always loved Alice in Wonderland and her curiouser and curiouser mind. And I thought, oh, this is going to be perfect. There's a lot of Alice in Wonderland paraphernalia in the store. We've got anything that's kind of, you know, mind trippy, fun, playful, clever, and useful type items in there. We also carry some nine line apparel for, you know, all the men that want to come in there and look with their wives and have something a little bit more masculine to look at than just girly, whimsical stuff with a dash of goth, I've been told.
Right. So where did you come up with the idea for this? Was this something that you've been thinking about for a while, or was it just everything kind of came together and you ended up pulling the trigger?
Honestly, it literally looks like my art room. So it's like everything that's always been in my art room has now exploded into a store.
Yeah.
So everything that I like and I look at or want to wear, I have some apparel that you can wear, clothes, jewelry. Then there's furniture in there that I've actually learned how to reupholster. Colors that I like, you know, painting things a different color that you don't normally see, or fabrics that have really cool designs or fabric, you know, lamps. There's just all kinds of stuff.
Right. You know, I know you're creative. You do painting. I think you said you did a little bit of beadwork as well. But you have more than that in the store. It's like you said, it's a little bit of everything. So, tell me a little bit about, you know, how you decide what you put in the store.
So,
if you have a system or whatever.
My system is if I like it. If I think, ooh, that's really pretty, or ooh, I want one. I had to tell my children, my little girls, I was like, hey, you know, we're buying all this stuff for the store to put in the store. And I know y'all are just like me and y'all like what I like, but you can't have one of everything we get or we'll never make a profit. So that's basically, you know, they're my little helpers and help tag things, but it is hard to keep their hands off the merch because there is really cool, unique items that you're not used to seeing. So basically if it's, you know, clever and useful, I'm sold. I love it. We had a little chameleon tape measure. It was like a little gold chameleon all twirled up, and then its tongue came out and was a tape measure. I was like, that's brilliant. Like, who doesn't want that? But my husband also has a little say-so on what comes in the store. So he's got tons of, like, he's got mace pens to laser pointers that are purple and green. Lots of fun, like, ammunition shot glasses and such. He's a medical provider and loves guns because he was raised on an army base. So he loved the nine line apparel stuff. And it's really, you know, pretty brilliant to be next to Mountain Valley Armory. Thought that was nice. We also have in our back corner, it's a room called the Imaginarium. And it's basically a black light room for fun glow in the dark type stuff, but it's also kind of a walkthrough experience, and I hope to be able to expand on that as we, you know, get further in the year. And it'd be nice, ideally, if we could, you know, change it up quarterly, if not at least twice a year, so you have a new experience to walk through each time you go and see new, you know, neat things.
Right. So y'all are new. I think you said you've only been open about 2 weeks now.
Yeah.
So what has been the biggest challenge of trying to get started? I mean, obviously there's the financial aspect, but you know, has it been trying to find the right things to put in the store, or has it kind of been trying to find out what you want the store to be, or something completely different?
I think at the beginning it was really hard to figure out what I wanted the store to be, but it's kind of just evolved into what it is now. And we have a little bit of old that's been revamped, and then we got new merchandise and mostly just a lot of playful items. Learning how to do paperwork, that's trying for my brain. My husband's constantly trying to teach me how to do taxes and make sure your numbers are all lining up right. And I'm like, hey, here's $20. Dad, go get me some food. And he's like, you can't do that. You got to write off all this stuff. So that's been my learning curve. I can create anything all day long and never get bored. But as soon as he starts talking to me about taxes, I'm done. I'm like, please stop talking.
Right. So
thankfully, I have him there for that, so he better not die anytime soon.
Tune in to Check Out, the Garland County Library's new podcast every Friday for all things library. Being the state's first lending library since 1833, we are your connection point for the information you need, including books, movies, music, and much more. Find out more at gclibrary.com.
So I've looked at some of the pictures that you've got on your Facebook page. And, you know, it's kind of like you said, you've got a little bit of everything. You've got, you know, art, you've got some furniture, you've got, I think I saw a Ouija board on there.
Mm-hmm. Ouija board table. That was fun to make.
Yeah. So you made that table?
Yeah. So me and my dad found that table, and he's a carpenter, so he fixed it up for me, sanded it down, fixed some edges that had broke off. Like, he's pretty handy. He's retired, so he's at my will to have him do whatever I need him to do. And then I painted it up and put the little, you know, alphabet on there and mm-hmm. sealed it with polyurethane, and now it looks like a brand new piece.
Yeah.
And the things that are made now that you buy at the store are so cheap, and you move it one time and it breaks. Like, this is furniture that's been made solid wood that doesn't, you could stand on it and you'd be all right. So it's like nice to take things that were otherwise thrown away, fix them up and make them brand new again, and it be a quality piece for a price that what you'd pay at Big Lots to go get a piece of furniture that's going to break the first time you move it.
Right.
And now you got this awesome vintage piece. I wish I knew more about, like, the ages. I do have, like, a really cool, like, 100-year-old Majestic Hotel couch that was just, like, outside hoping to get reupholstered by this lady. And I found it on Facebook Marketplace. She's like, I don't have time to reupholster it. And I was like, man, I'll buy it. I'll just give it a go. Could you come down on the price? She's like, yeah, just give me 60. And I was like, okay. So I bought it and I bought the material, and then I changed my mind. I bought a different color material and then I just got to work on it. And my dad hooked me up with an air compressor and taught me how to use a staple gun. And he's like, I create a monster.
So you said earlier that you kind of got a Alice in Wonderland type feel to the place. Mm-hmm. Is that something that you've always kind of been drawn to?
Definitely. Anything that's like a mind, you know, experience where you go through something and then you come out changed as a person, more aware, more enlightened, and expanded in your knowledge of things. It seems like the older and older I get, the more I realize things about people and like your intuition and how sharp it can get with things. It's just a really unique life when you experience it through that kind of outlook of constantly learning and broadening your view of people and what this life can be.
Yeah. So is that kind of what influences your art as well, is kind of that, you know, that outlook on the world, kind of that little bit different
Yeah, and emotions. There's a lot of emotional paintings in there that are experiences of my life. Some I love and some I look at and go, oh, I wish that'd sell. That was a rough patch.
Right. So obviously this is still kind of new. What are you hoping to see this become? I mean, because obviously first 2 weeks, you're still trying to get your feet under you. But where do you see the store being in 6 months, a year, or further down the road?
So I was a hairdresser for about 10 years, and now it's been about 10 years later. I retired when I had my two little girls, and I was a stay-at-home mom. And like any stay-at-home mom, you go bat crazy because you're just so tired of the redundant laundry, cleaning, housekeeping, being a maid, you know, being a personal chef to everyone. You just feel like you kind of lose yourself. Mm-hmm. And so my art room at home was my creative space to remember who Brittany is and, you know, have that meditation time to refocus your and center yourself. And so the house kept, you know, feeling full of more and more stuff. And the scary thing is that I've seen so many businesses in the last 10 years open and close in Hot Springs. So I've always been like, oh, I would not want to open up a store in Hot Springs. And then it's like all of a sudden I was like, oh, I just opened up a store in Hot Springs. This is brilliant. So hopefully what I see for the store is to create a space that is profitable, that I can keep creating and providing really cool merchandise and artwork to people and just, you know, be a part of the scene of Hot Springs in a positive manner.
Yeah. So you said that you kind of have this eclectic amount of things at the store. Is there anything that in particular you're looking to kind of add to the collection, maybe change going forward? Or is it, are you just kind of wanting to see kind of how people think and what people see? Because a lot of times, you know, Hot Springs has got this old history, mm-hmm. obviously. And there are places downtown that have this kind of an old curiosity shop, mm-hmm. For lack of a better term. You've got a little bit of everything and kind of a quirky little place for people. And you don't normally see a lot of that in a place like Hot Springs. You see it, say, in New Orleans or a lot of your bigger cities, but not here. Was that kind of your thinking when you were starting this place, or was it just kind of a, let me open this place and see what it's going to be?
I think definitely just open the place. I'm going to see what it's going to be. But I have noticed in the last couple weeks, talking to several people, a lot of people have been waiting for a store like this. One girl was like, man, I've been talking about a store just like this. I'm so happy y'all are here. You know, I'm going to be telling everybody about it. I was like, awesome. Thank you. Like, I guess what I did was made a store that I wanted. Mm-hmm. I want a store that I can go in, see really neat things that I haven't seen before. I love Halloween, so I really hated I missed out on October, but this gives me a whole year to wait for October to come back to us. And just spooky kind of stuff. I love like old Victorian houses and Coraline, I'm obsessed with. So neat clothes. I love the Renaissance fair. Mm-hmm. I love dressing up in, you know, crazy outfits. We've done the Roper Walk 2 months in a row, and we basically, it's like a bunch of women dressed up as Helen Roper from Three's Company, like the crazy red wigs and the big muumuu-like dresses with gaudy jewelry. And we all, it's kind of like a pub crawl.
Right.
So you start out at Retrofit, and we came over to my shop, and then what's the Frida place, Cafe Cola? Oh,
Cafe Calo, yeah.
We went there, and then we ended up over at Maxwell Blades little bar, and just had such a blast. They played bingo. I didn't play the bingo because by the end, you're just kind of blinded, right, feeling your way back home. But it was a great, great time and really cool to meet a bunch of different people. But they were all experiencing the shop and saying how, you know, they love these things and everybody's always just grabbing stuff and like, oh, look at this. Look at this. Like, I wish I could just go through like the types of things, but you just need to come in and shop in the store and look and see what you like and maybe give me some just suggestions.
Right. You know, and I like the way that you describe that because it reminds me of when I was a kid and I would go to, you know, a store that, you know, an antique store or something kind of quirky like this. You go in and you see something and you're like, oh, Mom, look at this. Hey, Dad, you know, and it's nice that there's a place here that kind of has that for an adult.
Yeah.
Because you don't see that very often anymore.
Speaking of when I was a kid, or you were a kid, my favorite thing was my sneaking in my brother's room. And he was my older brother, so he was going to beat me if he caught me in there. And in his top drawer in his dresser, he'd always have, like, bird skulls or squirrel tails or turkey calls. And he didn't know, but I was always sticking that thing in my little kid mouth and making that crazy. And it tickles the roof of your mouth so bad. Mm-hmm. And he would just have, like, the neatest weird odds and ends in there. And I just loved going in there and playing and seeing something, you know, unique and new. And I'm actually trying to get with a taxidermist and see what he can make me in some, you know, those old Victorian taxidermy, unique, weird animals and stuff. I was like, oh, we've got to get some of that in there. I have a lady right now that has, like, you know, the Labradorite rocks that, you know, shimmer and glow. I call them little ghost spirits in the rock. And she made some cloaks in there and these awesome old metal Indian or from India belts that clamp on. Most of them are like pretty small. They're pretty tight, but they're super cute. And then I have another girl that was interested in bringing some unique soaps that I got to take home and try. One was a bacon scented soap.
Wow.
I was like, that's unique.
Yeah, absolutely. So has the overall response been positive?
Very much so.
You talked about that one girl who came in and was like, this is what I wish we had had for years.
Yeah. So it's been a great shot for people to also go looking for something that somebody doesn't have yet for Christmas. It's so hard to shop for so many people because you're like, oh, I want this. You get on Amazon, you order it, boom.
Right.
So you don't, and everybody's always told me I was a really good gift giver. So it's like I put a lot of thought behind people's personalities and thinking about what they might like that they don't have or don't know exists yet.
Right. Well, I appreciate you coming by. Where exactly is the store located?
It is on 313 Ouachita Avenue. If somebody doesn't know how to spell Ouachita, it is O-U-A-C-H-I-T-A.
Right, and
I had to learn how to spell that.
Okay. Well, and, you know, obviously you have Facebook, just Jane's Curiosity Shop there.
Yes, it should come up with a picture of our window front logo that my brother-in-law made for us. It's taken a lot of people to collaborate and get together. You couldn't do it all on your own. There's just, it's impossible. To be a creative mind and do the business side alone takes two people.
Right. And what are your hours?
So that's been a learning curve, too. My husband wants me to be off on Sunday. He thinks that should be a family day. So closed on Sunday. Rest of the week is 10 to darkish, just because it gets a little sketchy sometimes downtown. Sure. He doesn't like me out that late. But so right now it's about 5:30. Summertime, I obviously get a little later. But if it's looking busy, I'm like, honey, I'm not locking this door yet.
Sure.
Okay. Wednesdays, we might be closed just because that first week was so slow. I had one guy come in for a haircut and I was like, it's not a salon anymore.
Yeah. Okay. Well, like I said, thanks for coming by. I enjoyed getting to chat with you.
I appreciate it.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of Behind the Business. New episodes are released each Monday from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Thanks for listening.